Well, Peace Mom, Cindy Sheehan, is here with us today. She's the one that said to President Bush, "You killed my son." She's one of the leading activists in the struggle against all the wars that the United States is waging. Let's give a warm, hearty welcome to Cindy Sheehan.
Well, here we are again. Nice to see all you again. I'm going to do a little something different today. Where cost difference is called for now. The sameness is not working. You know, we're going into the 9th year of Afghanistan, the 8th year of Iraq. New administration, no change. But you know what? We have to be that change. How many self-congratulatory miles do you think we've marched in the last 45 years? Millions? How many petitions do you think we've signed and delivered? Millions? How many phone calls have we made to our elected representatives? Billions? How many war party politicians like Nancy Pelosi do we elect to office? Thousands? Why do we consistently and constantly do these symbolic actions when millions of people are not symbolically dying? When millions of people are not symbolically losing their homes and their jobs and being poisoned by the war machine? Our symbolic actions have absolutely no effect on real problems. Have our actions over the years diminished the war machine one iota? No. As a matter of fact, the empire counts on us to keep our actions symbolic, because our symbolic actions actually strengthen the empire. Why? Because we march one day and write a check to the empire the next day in the form of our federal income taxes. Because we sign a petition one day and we fill our tanks, our car tanks, with gas from Chevron the next. Because we call our Congress reps one day and support the sponsors of the media industrial complex the next. Because we vote for war machine politicians who promise to escalate the war. And then we do nothing but whine when he actually does escalate the violence. If we do want real change, then we're going to have to do really real actions. Why do we continue to constantly do the same thing and expect different results? Until we do what Mario Savio encouraged us to do 45 years ago, throw our bodies upon the gears of the machine, then nothing will change. At the risk of sounding like a politician, I'm going to call you my dear friends, because you are my dear friends. That's not symbolic, that's real. This will be the last rally you see me at here in San Francisco, because I'm moving to D.C., Washington, D.C., to throw my body on the gears of the machine. I hope thousands of you will join me, because we need to be and create the change that our planet and humanity so desperately needs. Next time I'm here, we'll be dancing on the grave of the U.S. military empire. I promise you that. I promise you that, because failure, this time failure, is not an option. And I won't quit, and we won't quit until peace actually prevails. Thank you. Thank you so much.